Hey, podcast people. It's host of Ask Me Another, Ophira Eisenberg. Can you believe it's already 2014? What has happened? And of course, first week of January, the hardest week, right? You're tired, you're broke, you wake up and you've already screwed up all your resolutions. You wake up beside that person, you're like, oh my God, and you're smoking, not going to the gym. But don't worry, we'll get through this together. And rather than dwell on what has never been, let's listen to a fun bonus round pulled from our archives. Enjoy. In front of me right now is Todd Etter and Brian Gagnier.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Todd, Brian. Brian?
Yep.
I was doing some research on you. I know that you work at the National Archives. What do you do there?
I'm called an archives technician. It's basically making sure that the nine-digit number on a form matches the nine-digit number on a box on a shelf. And if it's not the same, then I fill out another form.
You sound... like you love your job. Wow.
Basically, I work QC in a warehouse. It just sounds a lot nicer when you call it being an archives technician.
Do you happen to be a dungeon master?
I am a dungeon master, but I don't do 4th edition. I do 3rd, because I like
it
better.
Oh, well, I understand. I understand exactly what you're talking about. I don't understand that at all. But what does that mean? Can you tell me what that means? Hooted and hollered, which is hilarious.
Every 8 to 10 years... the company that publishes Dungeons & Dragons releases a new version that changes a lot of the rules, and my favorite is 3rd. I was never on board with 4th.
Oh, so 4th came out, and you're like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I say no.
I didn't like what they did with the feat system. You know, I wasn't into it.
Yeah, I hear you. The feat system is screwed up this year. And Todd, you own a personal finance company called The Motley Fool?
Well, we can say I own it, but, okay, but I don't.
Do you work at it?
I do,
okay.
Actually, yes.
Do you want to own it?
Sure, why not?
All right, well, done.
Do we all want to come in? They can all come in with me, right?
I think a dungeon master can give you a company, so that's one
that's
of the powers.
That's true, if like a D12 is rolled or something.
What
like
is the Motley? There is a lot of 95-sided dice questions.
Yes.
I mean, answers
okay,
going
good.
On right now.
Yeah, it totally.
All right, our puzzle editor extraordinaire, Art Chung, is going to lead you in our next game that we call Replacement Math. Art, what is it about? Tell me.
In this puzzle, we take a simple arithmetic problem and replace the numbers with common phrases that easily translate into numbers. For example, Jonathan, what number is the Beatles plus the Wise Men?
So I would say there were 4 Beatles, if you don't count Pete Best, and 3 Wise Men, and 4 plus 3 is 7.
That is correct. That is an easy question, because Jonathan's a musician. You're going to get a little harder questions.
Not funny.
When you ring in, please show your work, just like in elementary school, and walk it through just like Jonathan did. Whoever gets the most points will move on to our Ask Me One More Final Round at the end of the show.
All right.
Do you guys understand?
Yep.
Great. Here's your first question. Jay-Z's Problems plus Three Dog Night's Loneliest Number. Brian.
99 Problems plus 1 is the loneliest number is 100.
That is correct, 100.
Yes!
Ways to Leave Your Lover minus The Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter. Their
hands are
they're,
poised.
They're shaking, but no...
working out.
Oh, Brian.
50 ways minus 10 rules equals 40.
That's correct math, but not the correct answer.
Oh.
It's funny how that worked.
Excellent math, though.
Excellent math.
Yeah, that was remarkable.
Todd? You didn't have to ring in.
But I like that you did. I like that you did.
Let's go with 42. 50 ways to leave your lover minus 8 rules of dating equals
something,
42.
Something. That's right,
yes.
42. Todd,
that was right?
Yes.
But
always
again,
go with the universal answer to everything, I guess.
That's right.
I
know, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, but Brian just has 10 reasons why you can't...
Boy, there are a lot of nerds here tonight.
Yes. Roger Maris's record home runs in a season, plus Michael Jordan's retired Bulls uniform number. Todd.
84.
Can you
61
show your math?
Home runs plus 23 jersey number equals 84.
That is correct. We are all tied up. Next question. The number of apostles raised to the power of Eddie Money's Tickets to Paradise. Todd.
I hope that was done. I'm going to say 12 apostles raised to the power of 2 Tickets to Paradise is 144.
That is correct.
Yes.
The Dalmatians plus the Luftballons divided by Alibaba's thieves. Brian.
101 Dalmatians plus 99 Luftballons equals 200 divided by 40 thieves is 5.
That is correct.
What a fantastic game, though. You guys were amazing. Give them a hand.
Pathological monsters, cried the terrified mathematician. Every one of them is a splinter in my eye. I hate the Peano space and the Koch curve. I fear the Cantor ternary set. And this Sierpinski gasket makes me want to cry. And a million miles away, a butterfly flapped its wings on a cold November day. A man named Benoit Mandelbrot was born. Take a point called Z in the complex plane. Let Z1 be Z squared plus C. And Z2 is Z1 squared plus C. And Z3 is Z2 squared plus C. And so on. If the series of Z's will always stay close to Z and never trend away, that point is in the Mandelbrot set. Mandelbrot set. Your Rorschach test on fire. You're a Dayglow pterodactyl. You're a heart-shaped box of springs and wire. You're one badass freaking fractal. And you're just in time to save the day, sweeping all our fears away. You can change the world in a tiny way. Go on, change the world in a tiny way.
Jonathan Coulton singing about math. Happy New Year from Ask Me Another.